which Hunter Watson, right-wing Labour deputy leader Tom Watson, has led the charge against militants' principled socialist ideas and methods. Bob Labby exposed Watson's role in closing down the militant-led Labour Party Young Socialists LPYS in The Guardian on the 15th of August. While it is true that in the mid-1960s Labour's youth movement massively declined, Guardian letters, the 12th of August, the Labour Party Young Socialists grew dramatically in the 1970s and 1980s, when it was led by supporters of militant, who had become its leadership in 1970. This revival came from a combination of increasing class struggle, radicalization in society and serious campaigning. Soon nearly 2,000 young people were attending the LPYS's annual conferences. This growth continued, and the LPYS reached a high point of 581 branches in 1985, the time of the miners' strike, youth protests against Thatcher, etc. However, the growing offensive against the left by the pro-capitalist wing of the Labour Party inevitably had a damaging impact on the LPYS. As it became clear that expulsions of individuals would not tame the LPYS, the Labour Party right wing resorted to rule changes. In 1987, the LPYS's age limit was cut from 26 to 23 and most of its democratic structures were removed, with the result that by 1990 it only had 52 branches left, a reduction of 90% in 5 years. Tom Watson, then the Labour Party's youth officer, presided over the LPYS's final liquidation and its replacement by Young Labour, an organization without fully democratic structures, and controlled by the party leadership. Watson's support now for limiting the franchise for Labour's leadership election shows his preference for top-down methods, when he and his supporters cannot build grassroots support. Bob Labby, editor of Left, the LPYS newspaper, 1971-77,